USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The unrest in Haiti is setting off alarm bells for some lawmakers in the United States who feel it may trigger a wave of migration to the United States. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott lays out what he wants the White House to do to prepare, speaking on Fox News.
We need to make sure our Coast Guard and our Department of Defense has every resource necessary to make sure we don't have thousands and thousands and thousands of people trying to flee to our shores as a result of the unrest there.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will be discussing democracy's survival around the world at a summit in South Korea next week. Speaking about the coming meeting, State Department spokesman Matt Miller says the summit is designed to discuss what's working in the world's democracies and what needs to be done to protect them.
The summit will demonstrate how democracies continue to deliver for their citizens and organize to address the world's most pressing challenges.
Best Buy is recalling over 287,000 air fryers over fire, burn, and laceration risks. The retailer recalling models of the Insignia air fryer and Insignia air fryer ovens after it says it received 24 reports of overheating, melting, or glass shattering, including multiple complaints of air fryers catching fire. The Senate is preparing to review the bill that could potentially ban TikTok in the United States if the app's Chinese parent company refuses to sell it to an American company. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty explains why he would vote yes on the bill if it's taken up in the Senate.
We don't want Americans' data subjected to Chinese Communist Party surveillance.
The bill passed in the House with wide bipartisan support, and President Biden has said he would sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
The Senate held a hearing Thursday regarding a proposed bill that would reduce the standard work week to 32 hours while maintaining the same level of wages. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says his bill to establish a four-day-a-week work week is not radical and would lead to a better quality of life for millions of Americans.
Many of our people are exhausted. We work the longest hours of any people in the industrialized world. I think it's time for a shortened work week.
A recent survey is showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. USA's Ryan Daniels explains.
According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off, excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, unprofessional or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with a divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient.
NASCAR drivers are making their way back east to Bristol Motor Speedway for the Food City 500 on Sunday. Green flag drops just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.